اللهم
اللهم
صل
صل
على
على
محمد
محمد
وآل
وآل
محمد.
محمد.
أعوذ
أعوذ
بالله من
بالله من
الشيطان
الشيطان
الرجيم.
الرجيم.
بسم
الله
الرحمن
الرحيم.
إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ وَمَا ولقد أهلكنا أشياعكم فهل من مدكر وكل شيء فعلوه في الزبر وكل صغير وكبير مستطر إن المتقين في في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا وَاحِدَةٌ كَلَمْحٍ بِالْبَصَرِ لقد أهلكنا أشياعكم فهل من مدكر وكل شيء فعلوه في الزبر وكل صغير وكبير مستطر إن المتقين في جنات بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. في جنات ونهر. في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر الرحمن. الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا لك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين، روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم وأهلك أعدائهم. We congratulate all the brothers and sisters, believers, lovers in the Ahlul Bayt, that on the occasion of the birth of the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, which we had a couple of days ago in this last week, and hopefully we are able, through asking Allah, through asking those that He has set for us to ask for intercession, including Fatimah al-Zahra, we ask Him to help us get closer to this manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this muqarrab of the closest entities or the closest of God's creation to Him. And as we do so, obviously that would mean we are getting closer and reaching the proximity of the Divine. We can only be closer to her if we become of the Muqarrabeen. If she is of the Muqarrabeen, those who are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only way to get closer to her is to become of the Muqarrabeen. The verses that were recited are actually very much relevant to this idea, to this concept. I would like to go over them, a few important points, and we'll see inshallah the connection between them and the occasion of the birth of the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. Verse 49 of Surah Al-Qamar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar." We, everything, created it biqadar, with a certain taqdeer, with a certain portion, a measurement, a certain time. Everything has been created. We, God says, we created everything in this way. And it emphasizes we, it starts with that inna, then it emphasizes everything, kulla shay'in khalaqnahu, again, we created it. Biqadar, in this way, biqadar, with taqdeer. Everything has a measurement, a time. Before that time, it will not happen. After that time, it will not happen. It will happen exactly on that time. At that time, not before or after. But this should not cause you to think God does things at a different time. His doing, His action, the attribution of things happening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not timed. We are within the context of time. When we do things, the action, the deed, the verb, whatever it is that we're doing, the creation, if we create in our material sense, if we make a car, if we make a house, if we do whatever we do it within the context of time. We don't do it before or after. We, as the subject of the verb, the one who does that, who performs that act, are within the context of time, within the limitations of time, within the limitations and the restrictions and the restraints of time. Our existence is timed. We are part of what God has created. And that qadar, that includes time, we are part of that. Our existence is timed. We came into existence at a certain time. We will leave this material realm at a certain time. Everything is time. So when we do something, the action, the deed, is timed. We are also timed. We should not think the same is true regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says we created everything with a qadar. Everything that is created has got time. There was a time where this earth existed. There were no human beings. There was a certain time that the human beings were put on earth. Before that, they weren't. After this is done, they won't be. It's only when God wants. There's a certain time. Everything is time, but is the subject of this verb, the one who creates this, the one who has done this, who has made this, is he restrained by time? Is he doing this? And if does he decide to do this once now? He decides that we create man and then time goes by with him. And then after a while, he decides. This verse explains, verse 50, that that's not the case. وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا وَاحِدَةٌ كَلَمْحٍ بِالْبَصَرِ. It's difficult for us to explain, to understand. God uses an example. He says, our amr, our command in all of this happening, in everything happening, the whole thing, with all of the taqdirat, our amr is wahida, it's one. Kun, other verses have kun fayakun. He wants it, and it happens, everything, with the taqdir. He wants it to happen, this at this time, that at that time, first this, then that, the whole thing, right? But the attribution to him, is it him doing one thing first, then the next thing? The way we do it, we plan things. So I decide that this year I'm going to do this, next year I'm going to do this. I haven't done it. I've decided to do it. I put a time on it. When do I do it? When the time arrives. I plan for a Saturday night that I'm going to give this speech. Next Saturday I have a different plan. Did I do next Saturday's right now? No, I just maybe sketch something in the calendar. I will. When will I do it? The attribution of the action is when? When I do it. I actually do that. He says, no. The whole thing in now, كل شيء خلقناه بقدر. Everything has a taqdeer in it. But God willing it in its entirety, with all those time restraints and everything, واحدة. And that, in terms of, if you want to think in the context of time, it's not in the context of time, but since we are so bound by time and we can only think, he says, like كَلَمْحٍ بِالْبَصَرِ. It's like a blink of an eye. Okay. The whole creation, from those millions of, these millions of years, according to the calculations that scientists have done in terms of the age of the earth, with, you know, however accurate that is, I don't know when we're going to find and hear a scientist question and doubt how much of that is true. We don't know. I mean, at least I don't know. They have said this, we've read it, but how accurate that is, it's not divine. So many times they thought something was definitely the case, then they came back and said, no, that's not the case. Well, we don't know. Based on what they have said, it seems somewhere in the hundreds of thousands, millions, or whatever number of years, all of this, and God knows how much longer in this material realm, and then the change of it, and exactly what that means, and resurrection, and what khulud means in that case, this whole thing, أمرٌ وما أمرنا إلا واحدة كلمحٍ بالبصر. It's important to know this. Don't, in your mind, think of even God's action, not him. We are told in regards to him that when we try to understand one of the terms that we have, one of the adhkar that we have is Allahu Akbar. Okay, and we have been, it's been explained to us through hadith that Allahu Akbar means Allahu Akbaru an Yusaf. He is greater than to be described. Any type of description regarding anything, all of what we understand as attribution or attributes or sifat or asma, okay, all of these, none of these are him. They are attributes. He is Akbaru an Yusaf. He is greater greater than to be described in any way. This is found in the first khutbah of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Salamullah alayhi, a very difficult khutbah to understand. I don't remember the exact wording, so I'll leave that, but you can refer there. It talks about nafyu sifat, to deny and to say that these sifat are not him. That's what nafyu sifat means. Anyhow, it's important. This verse tells us that even when we're thinking of his deeds, what in our limited understanding we can call his actions, his will, his amr, his command, it's important that we understand that we can't fully understand it. To know it's one, in other words, there's no multiplicity in it, even in his will. Amruna, not him, his will. Amruna, his command. Even in his command, there's no multiplicity. It's singular. And the closest thing you can think of is kalam him bil basar. It's one instance. And when it's done, then the whole thing is there with all the time that is within the context of it. It's within this creation. The time of everything is within it in the various ways that the verses of the Quran tell us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put that time within this, and how things happen one after the other, and who's responsible for what part of it, and so on and so forth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا أَشْيَاعَهُمْ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. We destroyed أَشْيَاعَهُمْ, apparently it means either. Well, the word Shia, a lot of times, and this is a derivative of that, could be the plural of it. I haven't done thorough reading of Tafasir. What comes to mind, based on my limited knowledge here, is their likes. They're the people that are like them. We have these people that are now standing, and they think they're all that, and standing up to God's guidance, to his prophet, and so on and so forth. We have destroyed already the likes of them, or people who follow the same thing. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Is there anyone to be reminded? وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ فَعَلُوهُ فِي الزُّبُرِ. And everything they have done is in zubur, they're in books. وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ. Every small and big or great deed, everything, the smallest, most minute thing that is done, and the greatest thing that is done, the insignificance of an act, or the greatness of it, none of them are reasons for it not being recorded. Everything is recorded. مُسْتَطَرٍ means it's written in, on lines or, in other words, transcribe, it's written. Everything is recorded. The last verses here, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ. The muttaqeen are in gardens and streams. فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ. In a maq'ad is similar to manzil, it's where you sit. Okay, maq'adi sidq, your sitting place, the place you do qu'ud in, you sit. Is, in other words, your station. في مقعد صدق. At a position, station, sitting place of صدق, truth. عند مليك مقتدر. by a malik, a sovereign, that is muqtadir, that is mighty. And then the chapter of Ar-Rahman begins. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman, many times when this is recited, they connect those, and that's what we did as well. Now, I'm not certain that the verses in ending the chapter of Al-Qamar were revealed right before the revelation of the beginning verses of Surah Ar-Rahman or not. But the connection is meaningful, as that Malik and Muqtadir, the sovereign that is mighty, is Ar-Rahman, is the all-merciful, the all-compassionate. And certain attributes, if we may, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides Ar-Rahman, He is Ar-Rahman, the all-beneficent. عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ, He taught the Qur'an. This is a great thing, a great blessing that we have. Where did it come from? He taught the Qur'an. Came from Him. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ, He created man. عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ, He taught him speech, or for a person to reveal their thoughts or to express, right? I think that's a better equivalent. Taught him expression, to express himself, bayan. الشمس والقمر بحسبان, a few verses that talk about the universe that we're in, the material universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, and the heaven. And then there's talk of and mention of the scale, وضع الميزان. And those have their own discussions that I don't want to discuss at this point. And then other not attributes, but what God has done. Everything is obviously from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The earth, the fruits and the trees, the seeds. And after mentioning these attributes, you know, everything around us, that this has all been created, God taught you this, God gave you this, God made the cosmos, He did this, did that, then فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ, which is the theme of the rest of the chapter, pretty much till the end. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. Man, jinn, human beings, jinn, these are being addressed. We are, and jinn are addressed here. There's Allah, there's Na'mah, there's all these signs, all these manifestations, all these blessings from Allah. Which of them to kathiban that you are denying? فَبِأَيَّ أَلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. Which one are you saying it's not God's? What is there? What do you want to put your finger on that's not from God? And you want to say, no, this is not from God. And throughout the chapter, in this world, in the hereafter, example after example, God did this, God does this, God will do this, and so on and so forth. Which one do you want to deny and say this is not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the last part of what we recited were the verses of Surah Al-Kawthar, which are the verses of a chapter that were revealed in regards to Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. We gave you al-kawthar. Kawthar is a term that we understand to be referring to Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. But the literal meaning of it is, they say the term they generally use is al-khayr al-kathir, or great, good. Okay, and kathir is not limited. God calls it kathir. God says this is much, without limit. He doesn't put any limit on it. In other words, Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, is al-khayr al-kathir, without limit, without putting a limit to that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is able to count small and great, He just calls this gift to the Prophet Al-Kawthar. Inna a'taynaka Al-Kawthar. In other words, our minds cannot fathom the greatness of this gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the Prophet. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. And therefore, since your Lord has given you this daughter that is Al-Kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Pray to your Lord and move your hands up. This wanhar is the practice of bringing our hands up, according to at least the tafasir. That's what it's referring to. Allama Tabatabai says this. It's bringing your hands up in takbir. Allahu Akbar. When you're doing salah, wanhar. Okay. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Those who say wrong things about you, and they say, oh, you don't have a son, you're talking about a whole religion, changing the world, you can't even change Arabia, you're going to die, you don't have a son, your lineage is cut off, your name will not continue, you will be lost in history. God says at that time, and we can see, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. Who were the ones who were shani'? Who were the ones that were saying that to the Prophet? Abu Sufyan. Where is any progeny to Abu Sufyan? There is none. They discontinued. Their graves are lost, except for using it for relieving oneself. Some people have found them. I don't even know if those are their graves. Where are they? Where is Abu Sufyan? They are lost. In Nashanaka, who are Abtar? They are Abtar, and that's what exactly happened. How are these related to, besides the last part, which was the chapter directly related to the birth of Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, how were these other verses from Surah Al-Qamar and Surah Al-Rahman related to us in the context of the birth of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha? We started before translating these verses by saying that if we want to reach the proximity of Fatima al-Zahra, if we want to be close to him, to her, if we love her and therefore want to be with her, want to see her, want to hear her, on the day of judgment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts her before all, and everyone is able to see the light of Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, which is too bright for anyone to see, and she is going to call upon the followers of the Prophet, the followers of her children, the followers of all adiyan, all revelations, all religions, all prophets. This Sayyidatu Nisa'i al-Alameen, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. When that happens on the Day of Judgment, whoever wants to be with her, how can we be with her? How can we come to a point where we would be able to be in her presence? Not physically. La'anatullah alayhim. There were some that were with her, they burned her door down. That's a physical being in the presence and not seeing the light of Fatima. And you think that you're burning her door down, you don't realize who Fatima salamullahi alayha is. Not that type of being in the presence of. No, the hereafter way of being present. There, the realities, the truth of each person, their character, their qualities reveals itself. That's what was mentioned in those last verses of Surah Al-Qamar. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ فَعَلُوهُ فِي الزُّبُرِ. Everything that is done is in the books, God's angels are all writing that up. وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَارٍ. Every small, that is going to reveal itself not only in the form of those books, the result of that is going to be revealing itself in the person. From looking at the person, it is obvious and evident what type of person they are. And from that, you will know, it will be evident where they will be in terms of paradise or hell, and in terms of where in paradise they will be, who they will be with, oh, that's not a place where I can say, oh, can I be sitting by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi? No, it doesn't work like that. How can I be with her there? Well, the only way is if she is of the muqarrabin, of the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only way that we can be with her, in her company, on the day of judgment, in the hereafter, is to become of the muqarrabin. There's no other way. There's no other way. We can enjoy mentioning her name. We can enjoy loving her. We can enjoy looking at her children. We can, on the day of judgment, perhaps, if we, inshallah, Allah helps us, we leave this world with the love of the Ahlul Bayt, inshallah, we will see them. But that's not being with them. That's not being with them. Do you like to be in a close circle near Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha? You want to be able to touch the soil beneath her feet? Do you want to be able to hold her veil and kiss it? Hold her chador and take it and kiss it? Or do you want to be at a distance where you can only watch people doing that and not be able to do it yourself? You want to be close. Obviously, anyone who loves her, the more a person loves, the closer they would want to be. How can we get closer? She is one of the muqarrabin. In that position, there's no, how can we get there? The verse is very clear. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. This idea of عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ, with the one that Fatima al-Zahra has a level of ma'rifah and understanding, that she sees him and she wants to be with him and she wants to be by him and she wants to be عند مليك مقتدر. She has gotten close to Allah. Her thought process is that we see Fatima al-Zahra as a manifestation, and as the hadith have correctly, and we need to understand this, as one of the asma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's more tangible and understandable to us. We want him, but we see Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. We want to get closer. She is getting close to Allah. If you want to get closer, you have to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to want taqarrub ila Allah. You need to become fi maq'ad sidqin 'inda malikin muqtadir. This is the only way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us the likes of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha, her father, her husband, her children, and giving them qualities that are so lovable and telling us you need to love them. Al-mawaddata fil qurba is what the Prophet said God wants me to ask you in return for what I have done for you. And that is an emotional expression. Otherwise, this is not in return. It's part of his message. It's, in a sense, an emotional expression that will instigate those emotions in us to want to love. And that's where the love begins, towards Fatima al-Zahra, towards Amir al-Mu'mineen, towards the grandchildren of the Prophet, towards the A'immah. And then once that initial stage is reached, then because you love them, you look at them, you read about them, you hear about them, you look at what they did, you look at what they said, and you can only love them. The more you read, the more you love. The more you think over what you've heard and what you've read, you're going to love more and more and more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the Ahlul Bayt and told us to love them. So through that, we can reach في مقعد صدق عند ملك مقتدر. Through loving them and wanting to be with them, we are inclined, we get the inclination, the drive, the desire, the want to get closer to him. The only way is this. How do we do that? إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. The only way is taqwa. The only way is taqwa. If I don't have taqwa, I love Fatima al-Zahra. Yes, she'll be kind to me. Yes, she will give me. She will intercede. No questions regarding that. That's definite. But there's a difference between the way a muttaqi is seen and a non-muttaqi is seen. Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, is a creation of God that reflects what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes and dislikes. Isn't that what we have been told? Rida Fatima, Rida Allah, or the reverse is mentioned. Either way is true. What Fatima to Zahra is pleased with is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. In other words, Fatima to Zahra, her love, her respect, her being pleased is a reflection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being pleased with a person. Well, God has told us in the Quran whom He is pleased with. So if that's the case, then you can say Fatima to Zahra, yes, she intercedes. But who is she pleased with? Muttaqeen. Muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these verses and has given us the Ahlul Bayt. All of this is to lead to that together. Isn't that what the Prophet said? إِنِّي تَارِكُمْ فِيكُمُ الثِّقْلَانِ كِتَابَ اللَّهُ وَعِتْرَةِ أَهْلَ بَيْتِ. I leave behind the book and my itra. مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا لَن تَضِلُّ أَبَدًا. If you take both of these, you grab a hold of both of them, what happens? لَن تَضِلُّ. You will never be lost. In other words, you will be on the right path. Where does the right path lead to? Sirat al-Aziz al-Hamid. It's the path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the... Allah has created Fatima al-Zahra and has created the Quran. He's given us both of these, the combination referring to both of them, reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, look at what God has given us. Look at what God has given us. How He has created us. With what potential He has created us with. We didn't choose. We read sometimes, many times, sometimes, God forbid, maybe it comes to our minds and we don't get it out of our heads because a thought coming into our head is not our doing. But us catering to that, accepting it, thinking that it's true, that is a part that we do. Like, oh, I wish I was a bird. I wish I was like this. They don't have misery. They don't. All of that is all misunderstanding. You wish you were a bird? Really? I don't have, from my end, I cannot in any way consider myself above a bird. Because I don't have anything of myself. But what God has given, this potential is given to a human being. He's given that to you. This gem is given to you. So I don't want this. I want to be a bird, an ant, an animal. This or that. We get tired of this condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in. The difficulties, the hardship, the pandemic, the illness, being in the hospital, being in the house, not being able to do the normal things. a month, 2 months, 3 months, a year, 2 years. We don't know how long it's going to take. This is one example. Those who were with the Prophet comes to Medina, they establish the government. Then the Battle of Badr, then the Battle of Uhud, then the Battle of Ahzab. Then the Treaty of Hudaybiyah with what happens there and all the difficulties there. Then afterwards, this battle, after that battle, and this person get killed. Is there any time when we don't have this? Yeah, after the Prophet passed away, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, for 25 years, that wasn't there. Comfort. Why? Because they moved away. As soon as Amir al-Mu'mineen came to power, Amir al-Mu'mineen said, لَتُغَرْبَلَنَّ غَرْبَلَ لَتُبَلْبَلَنَّ بَلْبَلَ. Now bala has come, it's like the time of the Prophet again. As soon as he starts, Battle of Jamal, preparations, this guy goes to Mecca, then they go towards Basra. Killings there, riots there, do this, do that. Amir al-Mu'mineen send letters, people gather, let's go. Stay there a few days, a few months, get rid of that, then go to Kufa. Muawiyah's issue starts, the Battle of Siffin, 6 months there. Before and after, so many months, deal with this, deal with that. And then that's not over, then Hakamiyah starts. Next, and then next, and all these things. Is it ever going? We go through these, you get through one hurdle, you get to the next. What happens is we start getting tired. And what do we say? I wish I was a bird. I wish I was this, I wish I was that. Brother, sister, fellow human being, God has created the system. And God has created you as a human being with a potential to reach this. في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر. Forget the gardens and the streams. في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر. You're going to be by God Himself. Whatever that means, we can't even fathom it. We can just understand what those words are. The words mean something great. We can't really picture what it's like. Those descriptions are good. Malikin Muqtadir. The king, the sovereign, the one that all the riches of the world in this world and the hereafter are all his. And he doesn't have any restrictions in what he gives. You're going to be right by him. What's going to come your way? And then he created this realm, this material universe that you and I are in. For what purpose? For the purpose of us getting there. Now in the process of getting there, you're saying, I'm tired. I don't want this anymore. I don't want to get there. I don't care. Make me a bird. Make me an insect. Make me a cat. All these are all God's creations as well. And I'm not above the smallest living creature that I can imagine, I guess a bacteria, or a half-living, a virus. I'm not above anything because I don't have anything to be above anyone. But God has given this potential to this being. I want to say, no, I don't want it. It's important, brothers and sisters, we read. We read these verses of the Holy Quran in at all times and look at what's around us. And look at Surah Ar-Rahman. The chapter starts with Ar-Rahman. Please, brothers, sisters, we should all, as believers, look at this. Sometimes God's mercy is used to deviate us. Like, oh, He's all merciful. It doesn't matter what you do. Just love Him, this, that, the other. Those are deviations. Those are deviations. But as a believer, look at this. Ar-Rahman. The chapter begins with this. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman. None of these translations really do a half, I guess, complete job in getting this across. I don't know if there is a word that can get across what the word ar-Rahman means. There probably is. It's probably my deficiency in my knowledge of the English language. But I can tell you what, I can explain without giving you an equivalent. Ar-Rahman is someone that the element of mercy accompanies the quality, the character of that person. And whatever comes from them has the quality of rahmah. It's a merciful deed. Whatever comes from them has got rahmah in it. That's why, perhaps one of the reasons why they've said all merciful. The all merciful, maybe what they mean by that is that he is all mercy. And all means always and everywhere, meaning in all of his creation. Him, we have trouble understanding, but in his creation, including us, including the material universe, the whole, the cosmos, the non-material realm, the seen and the unseen of the material realm, the seen and the unseen of everything else, anywhere where we see something that, as we said, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in that verse, "Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar." Everything khalaqnahu. So everything is God's doing. وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا وَاحِدَةٌ. This is all based on the command of that command of God that includes all of these things and has put all the measurements, the time. This goes first, then next. You get this much rizq today, that much rizq tomorrow. This person leaves this world today, the other person leaves the next day or whatever. This whole thing, there's rahmah in it. There's mercy in every bit of it at every time. This is ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman. Think of God in that way. Realize that whatever manifests from him has the element of rahmah. Ar-Rahman, allama al-Qur'an. Part of his mercy is explained. Allama al-Qur'an. This Qur'an that is really a way, brothers and sisters, the Qur'an teaches us how to live. It teaches us a way of life that no matter we have little to eat, little to wear, no house even to stay in, on the run from the tawaghit. The Quran teaches you a way of life that at that point everyone has abandoned you, turned their back on you. You feel strong, you feel God is with you, you feel tranquil. You feel content, not a superficial, fabricated, no. A real feeling of content. علم القرآن. God gave you this Quran. God taught us this Quran. خلق الإنسان. He created us. علمه البيان. This important aspect of us that we can express ourselves in whatever form, expressing ourselves, that's very necessary. Who gave us the ability and taught us how to do this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sun, the moon, look at the cosmos, all of it from Allah. فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Why do we look at this and we don't see the connection between it with Allah who is Ar-Rahman? Our Lord who is Ar-Rahman. When we don't see those connections, when we don't see this pandemic in light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala measuring it, putting it there, making it happen at the very time and relieving us at the time He wants, if we don't see that, He is Rabbul Alameen, all of us, including the virus, the bacteria, everything in the world are the Alameen. Rabbul Alameen is Allah. And if we don't see that He is Ar-Rahman, what happens? We fall in the trap of negligence. We lose hope. We stop wanting to make progress. We lose the opportunity that God has given us to reach عند ملك مقتدر. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, You're the one who's created us. You've told us. We read. We know. We see it. You have shown Yourself to us. You have shown Your ayat to us. You have shown that You are almighty and we are all weak, insignificant, deficient, needy, filled with need, incapable of taking care of ourselves. We are Your ibad that are dealing with this weakness, and You are the Almighty. You help us. You see how we're struggling in this. But You have created us with Your rahmah. You created this Quran for us with Your rahmah. You created the sun and the moon for us through Your rahmah. You created Fatima to Zahra for us through Your rahmah. And she is the manifestation of Your rahmah. You didn't want us to go astray. You created us. Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu. Allah, You are our wali. We take You. Where else do we go? You are our wali. You are so good to us. You're such a guardian of us. You care so much for us that You created this great existence of Fatima to Zahra with all the hardships she went through for us. You didn't want us to go astray. You are our Mawla. We are in need of Your rahmah, of Your mercy. Whatever we do, yes, we need to keep saying these things. If we focus on these meanings, brothers and sisters, the context we are in, such as the pandemic, let me tell you, whether this is one of the alaim or the signs of the zuhur of the imam of our time, or it's not, it's clear that we are very near the coming of the imam. And clearly this event is a fitna, meaning it's a test. It's a test for all of us, for all people globally. We're all together being tested one way or another. And this will not be the last test. Some of us have been tested before or are being tested, have been in the context of a test before this pandemic hit in Iraq, in Syria, in Lebanon, in Yemen, in the Islamic Republic, in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, each of those places in their own way. Here, we are in the context of a test, a fitna, various ones, not just one. But there's one that's related to the context we're in, the government that we're under. The fitan will continue. Sometimes those fitan will have difficulties and hardships. Sometimes those fitan will involve ease and comfort. In both of those conditions, we've got to do what's right to get us where? That purpose of creation. We want to get close to Fatima to Zahra. We want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to be one of the muqarrabeen, which is being close to Fatima to Zahra. And if we're there, then we're inda malikin muqtadir. Inda malikin muqtadir. Don't forget these things. We are in need of remembering these in the context of these various fitan. We are in the what they call the 10 days of Fajr, the 10 days of the dawn of the Islamic movement, the Islamic revolution. When you read, I haven't been through those difficulties that these brothers and sisters went through. For Islam, for Allah, for Fatima al-Zahra, for the Imam of our time, they spent months, Ayatollah Khamenei spent 8 months, if I remember accurately, either between 6 to 8 months. I remember it eight, but it might have been seven or maybe six. I'm actually between 7 and 8. 8 months in the worst dungeons of torture of the Shah. The dungeons of the Savak. This is one of the Mujahideen that was there, tortured in ways we cannot imagine. The psychological torture we cannot imagine. The physical torture we cannot imagine. How are they able to continue? And as soon as they are let out of those dungeons, they continue. They're even stronger. They do even more. They don't say, oh my God, I'm never going to do that again. These teachings, these meanings, these understandings, these guidances of the Qur'an, of the Ahlul Bayt, some of them that have spoken of their experiences a little more extensively, when they're being beaten beyond imagination, their bones are sticking out. One of the brothers was beaten with I don't know what so many times, and perhaps he was shot before that as well, that a piece of bone was sticking out, and every time they wanted to torture him, they would put their foot on it and squeeze, and that would give him more pain. He had to break that piece of bone and throw it out in order for him not to be in so much pain when they come to torture him. And in this process of being in so much pain, regularly, day in, day out, he's thinking, Ya Allah, how can I do my taklif? In that position, full of blood, thinking, this is how I can do my salah. A muttaqi is someone who takes the salat importantly. They take it seriously. In those times, laying on the bed, all tied up to that bed, the torture chamber bed, remembering Allah, speaking to him, and reminding themselves of why they're doing this, why they're created, why they're here on earth, why they choose not to choose comfort over obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If obedience of Allah means doing something that will cause discomfort to that level, I want that discomfort. I don't care how bad it is. Why? These verses, the Ahlul Bayt, the two things the Holy Prophet left behind, that if we grab a hold of them with our hearts, we wrap our hearts around them, no difficulty will be an obstacle. One of these believers says that, I was wondering if I can last. I was worried. The torture was to torture the person so they can give names of other people that are involved. And then they can bring those people and torture them and then imprison them and kill whoever they want. He's protecting valuable information, intelligence that these people want from him and he cannot give them. He's afraid, I may open my mouth and say this because of the difficulty. But then speaking to Allah, asking for help, performing that prayer, he says, it gave me so much strength when I was beaten till I was almost unconscious. And then I prayed, and then when they came back into the room, I felt so much energy that I started shouting at them, what the heck are you guys doing? Why are you doing this? You have no right to do this, and whatever else he said to them. like a lion. How does this happen? These verses. The Ahlul Bayt asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us like Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayhi. This is not the shahada of Fatima al-Zahra, but remembering her includes remembering the struggles she went through. For a couple of months, those are difficult struggles, dealing with the injuries, and still doing your taklif to the nation of the Prophet in continuing to remind them, to her family, to her children, to her husband, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know what those conditions were. This remembrance of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha is what gets a person going. We're dealing with really very basic difficulty in this pandemic, and we're really spoiled that we're complaining about having to stay at home, and our greatest problem is that we have to stay at home. We don't have the luxury of traveling wherever we want, being with whomever we want, and so on and so forth. Look what Fatima al-Zahra went through. We can at least remind ourselves in these conditions so that inshallah when difficult, more difficult conditions come. And this is one of the aspects of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha being al-Kawthar. The Holy Prophet was rahmatan lil-alameen. One of the things that the Prophet was given in order to fulfill his goal of guiding mankind is Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. Khair al-Kathir, great khair. How? Look at this. Remembrance of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha strengthens the believer, gives them strength to move forward, to make progress. The remembrance of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha gives comfort. Crying for Fatima al-Zahra out of joy, out of love for her. There are people that love her so much, when they hear her name, when they speak of her, their heart trembles. They have tears of joy and happiness. The same way it says that people who believe in Allah, that were not Muslim, they were Christians, meaning they were Muslim in a sense. They were Christians, what they knew was Christianity. They were such great believers in Allah through whatever they had of the teachings of Christ, that when they heard the ayat of Allah in the form of the Quran says their eyes would start raining. Tears would start flowing. Those are those ayat of Allah. Fatima al-Zahra is ayatullah al-Uzma. She is the greatest, one of the greatest ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person hears her name, speaks of her, thinks of her, reads of her. The eyes don't want to start to poor. And what happens when that believer remembering her, their tears come down their cheeks, their hearts tremble? What happens? That happens to them looking at an ayah of Allah. They get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasn't that the objective of the Prophet? The Prophet wanted to guide all these people through Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, these believers are able to ascend, be guided. Al-khayr al-kathir, al-kawthar, inna a'taynaka al-kawthar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we gave you the kawthar. So be thankful and pray. Fasalli lirabbika wanhar. And don't worry, these people who are against you and they're saying these wrong things, they will discontinue. Their progeny, their lineage, that will discontinue. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the tawfiq of knowing more of this great creation of his, Fatimatu Zahra, this kawthar of the Prophet. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping his causes, especially our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins. We ask him to forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all and all believers and all people worldwide their hajat, their needs, their requests. Relieve all those who are struggling from hardships, difficulties, illnesses, especially those who are struggling from this pandemic, and above all in our community, our dear sister Anna. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve her of these difficulties, of the difficulty of being in a strange environment, a difficult environment, away from family, away from her loved ones, and suffering physical difficulties. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve her of that, return her to her family, and bless us all with her presence back in the community, inshallah. We ask Allah to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabi wa alih. رحم الله من قرأ الفاتحة مع الصلوات اللهم صل على محمد وآله